What's good, everybody? It's your boy KJ Fatsa, too. This is the Firestarter Bible Study. Today we are in Matthew chapter 11, which is pretty much a whole entire chapter dedicated to Christ and his, I don't say interaction with the Pharisees, but it's more like his problems and issues that he has with the Pharisees. So before I start using all these big Bible words that maybe not everybody understands, let me explain exactly what this is. The Pharisees, first of all, were a group in Jesus' time who were so strict about following the rules of what it meant to live for God. They were so strict about it, they had more or less gone overboard. Gone overboard to the point where they had put so many rules and regulations on the people that it was actually getting in the way of people having a correct relationship with God. And I don't know if this sounds any bit familiar to any of you today, but realistically, a lot of times in our churches, in our denominations, in our particular doctrines, we fill people up with so many rules that are more or less come from us, not really from God. They come from our own traditions, our own lack of understanding of who God is. They're more or less things that we tack on. It's almost like God gives us five things to do, and then we tack on a bunch of, 50 other things with it. And the problem about this is that it gets in the way, for lack of a better term. And most of this chapter is Jesus dealing with the Pharisees on multiple issues, multiple situations, and him just basically trying to explain to them, look, you got it wrong. You missed it. You have to understand, Jesus was a lone voice in this situation. He was very much a revolutionary when it came to these type of things. The Pharisees were the status quo. They were the people that made the rules. They were the higher-ups. They were the ones that told people what's up. And the verse that I really want to focus in on is verse number 7. It's where Jesus basically quotes from the Old Testament, and he says, God himself says, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. And really what I just want to contrast with this whole thing is the fact it's the difference between religion and relationship. And the big difference that I take away from this is that the Pharisees, or the religious people of his time, were so focused on the rules and the regulations that they felt you had to do all these things to sacrifice. It was like a 50 billion step ladder to get to God. And if you went through all those steps, then just maybe God in his mercy would love you. And we have to deal with a lot of this today. A lot of what we're taught, or a lot of what we absorb, whether we realize it or not, is just a lot of religious rules. And Jesus basically is saying he's not coming here to get rid of, God's plan or God's regulations or God's things that he lays out for us. He says he's not trying to get rid of it. He's just trying to put it all in proper perspective. And he quotes from the Old Testament that basically says, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. And to have mercy is to have a degree of the heart of God, is to have an understanding in the mind of Christ. And that's what God wants us to have. Before we go through 20 million steps to get to God, he's just basically saying, I seek a relationship with you. I desire a right, correct relationship with you. That isn't based on 40 billion steps to get to me. It's just basically having a heart and a desire to want to know who God is and to live for him in every aspect of your life. So, that being said, check out Matthew chapter 11. Be a fire starter today. Make sure you go check out Matthew chapter 12 tomorrow. God bless.